It's a little different, huh? We're diving into something you don't see every day. I mean, it's a recipe blog post, yeah. But like, incredibly detailed with photos of making plain yogurt muffins, of all things.
I know, it's amazing. The level of like documentation is incredible. Timestamps, visuals. It's like they wanted someone to be able to perfectly recreate this baking experience even years later.
Right. And it's not just, you know, the technical stuff. The baker mentions their mother really loves their bran muffins.
Yeah.
So you get this sense of like wanting to create something new, something their mom would enjoy just as much.
Yeah, you can feel that kind of nurturing aspect in baking, definitely. And it's interesting, they call for plain yogurt muffins, but then mention you can use any flavor. So it's not just about following a recipe to a T, it's about understanding the, like, how to adapt it, you know?
Yeah, almost like passing on knowledge, not just instructions. And speaking of, can we talk about the visuals?
Yeah.
I mean, every step has a photo. Pour in the flour, even a shot of like a slightly messy oven window.
I know. It's like you're right there in the kitchen with them.
Totally.
And you know, that meticulousness, especially with those muffin tins, like perfectly lined up, it makes you wonder about the person behind it, you know? Like organized, detail-oriented, maybe even a little...
A little bit of a perfectionist.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. It reminds me of those like super detailed how-to videos or even like scientific documentation, like... No room for error.
Absolutely. And then there's that part where they reuse the measuring cup, you know, for the oil after they measured the yogurt.
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
Like, that's where you see their thought process, right? Understanding that a little bit of yogurt residue won't make a difference in the grand scheme of things. It's, like, efficient, but it also shows a deeper understanding of the process.
100%. Like, they're not just following the steps. They're thinking about it, engaging with the recipe, even on that level.
Exactly.
And that seems to be a theme here, actually.
And you know what gets me? It's one thing to, like, share the recipe itself, right? Maybe just a photo of the final product. But with all these photos, like, documenting every step, you learn so much more about the baker. It's almost unintentional, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's like we're getting a glimpse into their world, their kitchen, what kind of tools they use, even just how they move around their space.
Exactly. And that's what makes it like more than just instructions. It's like even in something as simple as baking, you see someone's personality come through.
100%.
Like the way they pour the flour, how they crack the eggs. It's like their own personal style.
Oh, and that one photo where they're mixing the batter, you can see a little bit left on the spoon.
Yeah.
They totally snuck a taste.
Right. Like a little bit of like human imperfection and all that precision.
Yeah.
And speaking of, did you notice those last photos? The ones with the muffins cooling and then they're like carefully packaged up for freezing.
Yeah, those ones really stood out.
It's like they weren't just baking for right now, you know. Wow. It's about planning ahead, making sure there's enough to enjoy later.
Absolutely. It adds a whole other layer to it, don't you think?
Totally. It's not just about like sustenance. It's about thoughtfulness, caring for someone even after the baking's done.
And it brings us back to the mom, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being her, getting those muffins, knowing how much care went into them every single step of the way?
Exactly. And it just goes to show you, even something as simple as like baking or cooking a meal, it can be so meaningful.
It's kind of wild when you think about it, right? We started with just a recipe online and somehow it became like this whole exploration of, I don't know, human nature almost.
It's true. I mean, it really shows you what you can learn if you just pay attention, even to the little things. It's like this whole other layer to how we understand each other.
Right. It makes you think, like, what would people figure out about us if we did the same thing? Like, imagine a super detailed blog post of just, like, making your morning coffee.
Oh my gosh, I don't think anyone needs to see all that. But I get what you mean. It definitely makes you appreciate those little moments, those everyday things we all do. It's like they become something kind of special when you really look at them.
For sure. Well, this has been amazing. Who knew you could get so much out of a few yogurt muffins?
Right. It kind of makes you want to pay more attention, you know, like in our own lives, even just with the small stuff.